Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. I just thank the Most High once again. He is the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. I just thank him once again for another day. I thank him once again for you who have joined in the Crown Talking Drums. You didn't have to take this time out of your schedule early this Sunday morning. And those of you, some of the numbers I see every week, blessing, blessing, blessing until your faithfulness. Hallelujah. You just keep coming on and hearing and getting encouraged right along with me. I'm so grateful for you. And I'm grateful that our King of Kings is right here with us. Amen. This is for such a time as this ministry, this broadcast hour, hallelujah. And we're going to talk about the one and only, the Messiah, the anointed one, hallelujah, Yeshua, Jesus our Savior. That's who we're going to talk about him. Yes. When we talk about him and the example that he displayed for us, my, it just encourages us in the midst of discouragement. Amen. Because we got some discouragement going on in our lives right now. If you don't, hold on just a little while longer. You will, I tell you. But this word is what's going to keep us, sustain us. Hallelujah. Equip us. This word, amen, is what we need. Not just sometime when the situation comes up, but we need this word all the time. 24/7, 365, hallelujah, days in the year, and some of the years that have what we call leap year, 366 days. We need this word. I tell you, it is our life source. Amen. And I'm grateful to Yahweh. I'm grateful for him giving me this opportunity, the opportunity, and this space in this season of my life. He's given me this ability and opportunity to share and encourage others and myself. I got to put that in there because when he has me sharing, I'm encouraging myself. Amen. As well. And I don't take that lightly. His word is living. His word is the truth, and it gives us and it brings us the very life of himself. That's how we live and we move and we have our very being. It's because of him. It's nothing we did. It's nothing we could ever do. Amen. We thank him for even his grace today. Hallelujah. His mercy today, for it's new this morning. Amen. Yes, there's so much going on, and yes, pandemic still around. Hallelujah. I had a friend this week that was just diagnosed with a COVID. She's doing good, but I'm grateful, hallelujah, that even with that and the earthquakes and the floods and the tornado, it's just so much going on around the world that's happening in places that just you wouldn't think it would happen. So nothing should catch us by surprise. I mean, because this is what the word says it would be. Amen. Things would be this way. Amen. And we're trying to figure, we can't figure out what's happening with all this crime going on, the gun violence and the killings and the shootings. We can't figure it out. We don't know what's going on. We don't know all the details. But our Heavenly Father, he knows everything. And that's why we have to pray. And we have to continue to meditate and stay in his word. Hallelujah. That's what's going to keep us in these trying times. Hallelujah. He already knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And it's up to us just to be stay connected. Amen. When we stay connected to him, we won't be so caught off guard. We will get caught off guard at times, but we'll be able to be pulled back in. Amen. Into his presence, into his rest. Amen. you know, just so much going on. And even I saw a clipping the other day on the news where a lady was working with some troubled teens and at a school with troubled teens where they were having problems. And she tried to address one of the students. She was just a substitute, but she'd been working there for a while. And she was trying to address one of the students not to wear their hoodie. And I think one of the persons that I don't can't remember what they're called, like a guard or somebody that's kind of standing around in case something happens, was standing around when two girls jumped the teacher, a 16-year-old, I think, and maybe a 17-year-old, if I remember the information correctly. We just don't know what's going on. I'm sure that one, that lady didn't know that was even coming. My, it was an unexpected event, I'm sure. You don't go out about the day expecting someone just to take charge of you. One pulled her down from the back and the other starts hitting on her. So I'm just saying, but to Yah be all the glory that she came through and she is doing okay. But I tell you, those security people in place, they should have been just sitting there watching that. It makes no sense, not even common sense. And I'm just grateful this morning that our Father sees all and he's going to deal with it all. That's what I'm saying. It's just so much going on around in the world, and it just sometimes just kind of throws you off for a minute. But I'm just grateful this morning. All I can say is, but Yahweh, hallelujah, but Elohim, our God, he is in control. It doesn't matter. And we don't know what's going on in the lives of those individuals. We don't know if they're saved and they have accepted the Messiah, their personal Savior. We don't know anything about them. But I pray that they come to know him. When you see them give the little clippings on the news, we just see a little clipping. That's all. We don't know the full detail. But like I said, our Heavenly Father, he knows it all. Yes, he hears it all. He sees it all. Amen. And I'm just grateful to him this morning. Hallelujah. For we know he's everywhere all the time at the same time. He's omnipresent. Amen. And I'm grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah. So with all that going on and with all that being said, we know today is a time, hallelujah, that we have to stay encouraged. We have to encourage ourselves in the word, amen, daily, amen. So I hope, yes, once again, that you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today, hallelujah, so we can go forth, hallelujah, with our eyes wired open to see what's going on, to discern what's going on, so we'll know how to pray. Yes, and also that we'll be able to go forth and continuously be effective kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. That's what the Most High has anointed and appointed us to be, for his kingdom. Hallelujah. And for such a time as this. I've been hearing that term so much lately. People have been saying, for such a time as this. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I keep getting confirmed that this is the name for this ministry broadcast. Hallelujah. This time, hallelujah, that he has given unto me in this season. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful, hallelujah, how he continues to confirm himself to us over and over and over again, especially when we spend that time with him. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, and thank you for waking us up to this brand new day. Hallelujah. We're clothed in a right state of mind. We thank you that we had you on our mind this morning. I believe we did. That's why a few of us have connected in just to hear what you would have to say again. Hallelujah. Some of us may be going to services, out to services today. Hallelujah. But we got an extra plug in to hear what you would have to say at this moment. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. Yes, we don't take it for granted, Father. Hallelujah, that you've given us the activities of our limbs and our senses are in operation. We just don't live by that. We live by your word, and we thank you for that. Has saints, hallelujah, set apart ones of the Most High. We thank you this morning that you're right here with us. Hallelujah. And right now, Holy Spirit, I ask you, as you and I encourage, we do this thing together. The saints of the Most High, I just welcome your very presence to continue to infiltrate this time in your presence. Hallelujah. We're in your presence. You said where two or more are gathered. Hallelujah. In your name, you be in the midst of them. Father, whatever form of that gathering may be, we're here connected on a broadcast line through the airwaves. And we thank you for that. We thank you for modern technology. But we don't want to, hallelujah, prevent nobody. Hallelujah. We don't want to forsake at all the gathering of ourselves together where we come together and get encouraged even the more to go forth outside of the walls of the consecrated fellowship buildings that they call the church. But we're the church, and we thank you. Thank you for infiltrating this time, and we pray this prayer in the name of our personal Savior. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. Your son, Jesus, the Messiah. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I just thank you this morning. As we know, we, hallelujah, the last Sunday in the month already. This is the last week, the beginning of the last week of March. Already, we're getting ready to go into April. My. The time just keeps on ticking into the future, and there's not a thing we can do about it. But yeah, I tell you one thing, I'm just grateful that I'm ticking along in the time, into the future. I believe you are too. Hallelujah. So we say, come, Lord. Hallelujah. Come. We want you to come, Messiah. Hallelujah. He don't even know when he's coming. He's going to come when the Father says, go get my people. Go get my bride. Hallelujah. We don't know when that is, and he doesn't either. Hallelujah. The Messiah, he doesn't know. He's waiting on that call. Hallelujah. He's waiting on those words. He's waiting on that instruction. And in the meantime, while we're here, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he would have me to encourage us with today. One word he gave me. I didn't understand the word, but now I do. Hallelujah. Be a word addict. I said, huh? What? I said, thank you, Father. I thank you. So you take it from here. Hallelujah. And one of the passages of scriptures he gave me, we're going to talk about being addicted today. Amen. We know when it comes to addiction, we know what that word means. It means depending on something, a dependency or a craving to something or a habit of form to something, or you can even have an addiction to a weakness, or hallelujah, it doesn't matter. You can be addicted to, a person can be addicted to so many things. Amen. It could be a substance abuse. It could be looking at stuff you ain't got no business looking at, like pornography. It can be so many things a person can be addicted to that's not in the will of the Father. my. But see, that's why he wanted to talk about that today. Amen. I don't know, but I'm just grateful that I heard him say, word act. Amen. And I'm going to just take it from that. And the first passage of scripture that I want us to go to this morning is the book of Hebrews. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. I'm sure a lot of us have read this over and over and are very familiar with what it says. And let me see. What version am I going to read this in? I got a couple different versions around here. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful. I didn't even have this one open in my scriptures. So I think I'm going to go to the scriptures and let's see how that reads. Amen. Going to start at the first verse in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering into his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Come short of what? Come short of entering into the rest of the Most High. My. Those words were added for me. For indeed, the good news was brought to us as well as to them. Who is the them? The Israelites. So the same word that's being bought today, even today, it was being bought here in this very moment in Hebrews. My. The word never changes. That's what I love about it. That's why we have to be word addicts. Understand where the Most High, where the Holy Spirit is going here today. And I'm just so grateful, hallelujah, that he wants to share this. He wants to keep us on the path, hallelujah, the right path. He wants us to stay addicted to the right things. Why not his word? That's what's going to keep us. Hey, we talked about that in the beginning. It kind of came out in the introduction. Hallelujah. That's what the word keeps us. Hallelujah. If we want to be kept, so if we want to be a word addict, addicted to the word, guess what? We will be kept. I don't care what comes up. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. We will stand. Hallelujah. And having all done all to stand, we're going to continue to stand in our places. Amen. So here we are in that second verse. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being having been mixed with beliefs or faith. I think maybe in the King James, some of the other versions will say faith, which is belief. I'm reading out of the scriptures right now. Hallelujah. Being mixed with belief in those who heard it. So even the Israelites wasn't believing what was being said. So even at this moment, apparently in Hebrew, they weren't believing what was being said. So guess what? If that spirit was around then, that spirit's still here today. People are not believing, and they're confessing to be saints of the Most High, set apart ones, believers, hallelujah. But they're still not holding on and believing the truth of what the word said. My, hallelujah. The third verse of Hebrews 4, for we who have believed do enter into that rest. Have you entered into that rest? I know I have. Amen. That's what's keeping me. Entering into the rest of trusting, hallelujah, the Almighty, hallelujah. Trusting, hallelujah, what he says in his word. That's the rest we should be entering and laboring to enter. That's the only thing we need to work at doing, entering his rest. Therefore, when something pops up and comes up, we still, hallelujah, have a peace. That shalom, yes. We still have that shalom. Hallelujah. It's resting upon us in the midst of chaos and situations going on all around us. Even when it catches us right in our very sphere, influence of sphere, you know, right in our immediately family, so to speak. Amen. Right there at us, wherever we are, in our presence, on the place of our workplace. Things happen. Hallelujah. But we don't want to be caught off guard. Amen. That's why we must be word addicts. Amen. Have an addiction. Make it a habit. Hallelujah. A dependency. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. For being a word addict. I was saying, Father, am I a word addict? When I heard that word come, those two words come to me, I was like, am I that? I start checking myself. Am I addicted to the word? I had to think about that. Do I really crave it like I should? Do I really want to be in your presence of your word like I should? I had to look at myself. I had to question myself about that. This word, is when the word comes, it's not just for the people. It's for the person who's delivering it. At least it should be if they're in the right place. Hallelujah. Some people, like them scribes and them Pharisees, they want to deliver it, but they don't want to walk in it. They want to be a judgmental of everybody else, but they don't want to live it out their own self. That spirit's still around too. Oh, yeah, it's still around. But it's all going to be exposed. Guess what he said? Let the wheat and the tare grow together. Guess what he's talking about? He's talking about the same. You got some wheat and you got some tare. It's talking about us, the believers, within the body. It ain't talking about somebody that don't know the Messiah and have made him as their personal savior. Or have they really made him as their personal savior? Is he over every area of their life? See, that's why he exposes things to us. We're going to see all that right here as we continue to read this Hebrews. Oh, my. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This word is so good. Hey, I think I am addicted to the word. But then I had to question myself if I really was. I'm not really sure. I had to think about that thing. Hallelujah. But I love the word because it helps us so much. Amen. As he was saying, as I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. I kind of read some of that first part of 3 and didn't read the rest. But we who have believed do enter into that rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. And yet his works have come into being from the foundation of the world. Amen. See, the word that these were the words that Elohim spoke in the very beginning. They were instructions. Amen. That we have to enter into his rest. Amen. If we don't enter into his rest, we're going to have problems. We're going to be trying to figure things out on our own. And see, it's not about our own strength and doing nothing in our own strength. Hallelujah. We weren't even saved in our own strength. We made a decision in our conscious mind. Hallelujah. And our heart, they lined up together. But it's not anything, any of our works does nothing. Amen. It's all by his grace. Amen. And the faith that we trust and believe in him. Amen. For somewhere he has said this about the seventh day. And Elohim rested on the seventh day from all his works. And in this again, if they shall enter into my rest. There he goes again. He is so adamant about the people of the Most High, about us, his saints, entering into his rest. He is so adamant about that. It keeps being repeated in this because the Israelites didn't do it. They was falling short. Amen. And he didn't want us to, didn't want them back here in this time to fall short. And today, the Father still doesn't want us to fall short. He wants us to enter into his rest. Amen. Entering that to that place of just totally trusting him, regardless of what's going on, totally depending on him, just giving it over to him over and over again. Sometimes if it's something that we're trying to fix and work out ourselves, trying to figure out ourselves, using all of our brain cells, as my husband would say, I'm not going to waste no more brain cells on that. He'd be through with and gone about his business. Amen. Amen. He taught me how to do that too. And I'm grateful for that. I don't take that lightly. Amen. The things that we've been taught and taught, that's what Paul even continues to encourage the apostles as he was leading them out and sending them out to different places. Amen. Even about that. Amen. He talks about you go and prepare the others. What you've been taught. Don't forget what you've been taught. What you learned. Even Timothy, the young one. Hallelujah. Yes. He trained them so well. Amen. He said, you're young. He said, the things you learn from your mother and your grandmother, he said, you go forth and teach it. So even the things we're learning, hallelujah, the nuggets we're picking up along this life, amen, along this journey that the Holy Spirit gives us. Sometimes he speaks it to us through a person. Amen. We don't want to take that lightly. We want to go forward in faith and trusting and believing and resting, hallelujah, in the Most High with that. Amen. That's what it's all about. We're working to enter. We only work and labor to enter his rest, not to work and help him out. The Father doesn't need our help. He just only help. He just asks us to submit to him, surrender to him, pray to him, and trust him. Amen. Believe him to work things out when things come up. Amen. So we have to go about and handle our business and do different things, but we don't need to help him out. Amen. We don't need to get in the way because a lot of times we hinder what he's doing. Amen. When we get in the way, when we step in place. Amen. Because the difficulties of the present moment can overshadow what the reality of his promises to us. That's what can happen when we're trying to help work things out in our own strength. Amen. It's not our effort. You know, our efforts will never be adequate. Amen. It's not our effort. Only through him. Amen. Only he can see us through anything. So it's not in our own efforts, our own strength. We need the Messiah. Hallelujah. And the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's how we're going to make it. That's why we must enter into his rest. Amen. So, sixth verse. Since then, it remains for some to enter into it. And those who formerly received the good news did not enter in because of disobedience. You want to think about that for a minute? When we're not obeying what the word says, disobedience is just not obeying. Just not doing what it says. That's why we can struggle even today if we're not, if we're disobeying and we're not being obedient in an area that we've been instructed to do something. We're not entering his rest. We're being disobedient in what was just said, trying to help the Father out. He don't need us to help him out and go ahead and try to create a situation or try to help him out to do something. If we're trusting him to do it, let him do his work. Let him work on whatever the situation. Let him work on the individuals. Amen. Amen. We just have to pray for them, even those that come against us. We just have to pray for them. Amen. Because sometimes they don't even know. The scripture even said it. I think the Messiah said these words. He said, how did you say it about the scripture about don't mess with my little ones? It's like taking a milestone upon your own neck and being cast over and it throwing you over into the sea. That when you touch one of my little ones, we are his little ones. I know it could be children, it could be us too. We are his people. Amen. And he's concerned about us. So when people come against us, they don't even realize they're not coming against just us. They're coming against the Most High. Amen. And then you have some that's confessing to be a believer, and they do that. What are they looking at? What are they thinking about? Amen. We are the body. Amen. We need one another. Amen. We don't have time to be coming against one another. Amen. Comparing ourselves among one another. We don't have time to be doing that. We all have been called to go forth and bring the good news. All of us. None of us. There's no big eyes and no little U's in him. Amen. We just got to stay in our lane. Amen. That's the key. Staying in your lane. Staying in your place. Know your place. And he will. And as we enter his rest, amen, and be obedient, hallelujah, to his leading and his guiding as he's tugging at our hearts, as he's tugging in our thought processes, as we get before him, as we pray, hallelujah, as we are in his word, be an addict of his word. That's what we need to be. That's what we should be. Amen. That's what we ought to desire to be. Amen. He said hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Hallelujah. Being in right standing with him. The only way we're going to be able to know that is study this word. Get in this word. Amen. It is our life source. Hallelujah. How we walk and successfully win the battle in this journey. Hallelujah. With the word. Amen. And resting. Hallelujah. We're laboring to rest, to enter into his rest. That's what it's all about. And I'm just grateful this morning that we get that opportunity to do it. Amen. And if we hadn't been doing it, we get an opportunity to turn around and do it now. Amen. Now is the time. Hallelujah. He also says to desire. Yes, there's another word for craving. Desire, the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And it starts out as milk and then it becomes meat. Hallelujah. That's how babies, when they're growing, hallelujah, in the natural realm, they start out with milk, and then you have to start giving them little prepared foods, and then you start giving them solids, and my. Then they say, and you're seeing them growing, hallelujah, and getting healthy, and hallelujah, some of them chunky, and some of them thin, but they still eat really good. I think those babies are ones that have those high metabolism burns, even at a baby age. My. Just thinking about it, but I'm just grateful this morning that he's encouraging us. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to enter, not be able to enter into the rest because we're being disobedient. Amen. I want to obey quickly. I don't want to, when I hear him say, do this or do that, I want to move quick. I want to move on it. Don't you? And I know I've missed the mark plenty of times, so I'm sure you have to. And we may miss it again later on in the future. But my desire, hallelujah, that's my desire, is to be quick to obey him. Hallelujah. That's why it's important that we enter his rest each and every day. Hallelujah. Every moment, every time we get to enter into his rest. Hallelujah. When a situation comes up, get conscious. Hallelujah. Father, I'm going to rest in you concerning this matter. I give it to you. I don't know something that you don't even know about. You don't know all the details. You may not need to know them at the moment, but you got to rest in the Father. They might stir you up a little bit more, make you a little bit more anxious. But he also tells us, be anxious for nothing. I mean, no thing. That's exactly what that means, what it says. Be anxious about no thing. Hallelujah. But continue to give it to him. Hallelujah. And when we do that, what dwells? Shalom. Hallelujah. His shalom. That's what comes to us. Yes. When we aren't anxious about no thing. My. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you. Seventh verse. He again defines a certain day today, saying through David so much later, as it has been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Hallelujah. Now. Hallelujah. Just state it. Now go forward. Hallelujah. In entering his rest. For if Yahushua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. My. So you know they weren't doing what needed to be done because it came about talking about another day. Hallelujah. Their hearts were hard. We don't want to have hard hearts. We want our hearts to be pliable. Our hearts here is not our pumping heart. It's our inner being. Hallelujah. The inner part of who we are. Our spirit. That's what needs to be pliable and putty in the hands of the master. That he can mold us and shape us. Hallelujah. To become more like him. Yes. He said, be ye holy. Be ye set apart. For I am holy. I'm set apart. Therefore, you be set apart. Live that set apart life. Be a difference. Hallelujah. Let others see that difference. That's that light. Hallelujah. That we are. That's that salt. Hallelujah. That we are. What kind of flavor are we giving? What kind of light are we resembling? Amen. Does it show that we enter into the rest? When things come up and something going on even in the workforce, I've been asked several times, how are you so calm? Because I've entered into the rest concerning the matter. Hallelujah. I said, I'm just trusting the Father. Sometimes I've said that. Sometimes it's just I say, is this my faith and my belief? Who I trust in? Sometimes when I say that, I want to bring up a conversation. I want them to ask me. Especially if it's somebody that I don't really know or somebody else is sitting around and they hear. The Holy Spirit will give you different little nuggets how to present it out there. Because sometimes it opens up a door to be able to witness. Our lives are witness, should be all by themselves. Amen. Just the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we give, the way we live. That should be a talk all by itself. We shouldn't even have to open our mouth. But there's times where we need to open our mouth. Yes. We don't just sit by and not have a hush mouth. We have to open up our mouth and proclaim the good news. The good news, the gospel of our Messiah. Yes, the anointed one. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for him today. Hallelujah. I'm glad I accepted him as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. I believe you are too. He makes all the difference in our life, saints. He makes all the difference. Amen. Ninth verse. So there remains a Sabbath keeping for the people of Elohim. A Sabbath keeping. Amen. That's a rest for the people. It still remains. Amen. A rest for us. Amen. It's talking about a Sabbath day of rest all the time. Amen. A time of rest all the time. Even around when chaos is going on, situations are going on, we still have a rest in our being. That's powerful. Amen. And we can walk in that, saints. That's the key. That's the glue about it. We can walk in that rest. We can live in that rest. Hallelujah. I experienced it myself. Hallelujah. Something come up, a moment, a little flicker, pick me up. But then immediately, I'm right back down. That's part of the rest. Hallelujah. I guess I am fine as I'm talking about this. I guess I'm fine. I am a word addict. I was questioning that when I heard the Holy Spirit ask me that question. or say those two words rather, and then I started asking the questions, because most of you know, if you've been here, and like I said, I'm grateful for those who continue to keep coming on. Some of these numbers I keep seeing, and I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for you. Hallelujah. But we get to see, hallelujah, we get to experience, hallelujah, his goodness over and over again. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. Hallelujah. He continues to give us his peace, his shalom, continuously, over and over again. Hallelujah. In the midst of situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. 10th verse. For the one having entered into his rest, has himself also rested from his works. We know works don't save us. It's by grace that we are saved through faith. Not of our own, not on our own. The works, we get to do works, but that's not, because we're doing the work, that's not what's saving us. It's a lot of people that's out here confessing saints of the Most High, confessing believers, is doing a lot of works. Hallelujah. But what's going on the inward? What's going on the inward of them? Has there been a true repentance? See, it's not all about me doing this and me having the biggest church and me, you know, biggest fellowship, because guess what? We're the church, the people. We're the church. That's the bride. We're the bride that the Messiah is coming back for. Amen. We talked about that a little bit earlier. He's coming back for this bride. Hallelujah. We got to have our lamps all trembling and burning. Hallelujah. Not sometimes, but all the time, because we don't know when he's coming. If we knew a thief was going to come, even when a thief comes, if we knew he was going to come, we'd be prepared. That's why we got to be prepared, because we don't know. Hallelujah. We know he's soon to come. Been hearing that since I was a little girl. But when you see things happening like it is, and it's going to only get worse as we see these things, as we're here, it's going to only get worse. We're going to continue to pray. Hallelujah. But we still don't know when he's coming. We still don't know when he's coming back for the bride. Hallelujah. Us, the church. He's not coming back for these buildings. No, all these mega buildings. He's not coming back for that. I'm grateful if I'm in a ministry at a church where there's only 5 or 10 people. If you see some effective kingdom building being done, if you see some effectiveness taking place outside the wall, amen. We come to get the Holy Spirit's been leading me to a ministry. Hallelujah. And it's only about maybe 8 or 10 people that come. Hallelujah. And that's okay. I love it, because we're sharpening iron. Hallelujah. It continues. And then going out, when they come back, the testimonies you hear the next 2 weeks after that, it's powerful. So work is being effective even out there. Then you got these large, major ministries. What are they doing outside of the wall? Come on. My. That's what gets me. We want to have these mega churches, and you see that. I'm not into it. If that's what the Father want to do with and take the ministry where he called me to, I'm not sure that's so. I don't see the meganess. I see getting down in the trenches. Hallelujah. I see folks getting delivered and set free. That's what it's about. You don't want people to come into the church and they still walking in there bound. They're not leaving free. That's what's bad. That's what's sad. That's why I say we must enter the rest. Hallelujah. And people have to see that we have a rest. They can't figure out when turmoil's going on why we're so calm. It's because we've entered the rest. We've labored. We've worked to enter that rest. We come to understand it's not what we do. Hallelujah. Works that we do. Hallelujah. That edifies anything. Hallelujah. It's so many going to be doing a lot of different things, but they're going to get before the Father, and he's going to say, depart from me. I don't want to be caught up in that. I don't want nothing to do with that. Don't want nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. That's why we have to stay in his presence. Allow him to continue and lead us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't care how hard the fight is. You enter his rest. Amen. Enter the rest of the Most High. Be a word addict. Hallelujah. Be addicted to his word. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, saints. That's what it's all about. I done lost my place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing me back. Hallelujah. I think I was on the 10th verse. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. For the one having entered, I'm going to read 10 again. His rest has himself also rested from his work. Has Elohim rested from his own. See, we have to enter the rest. The works that we're doing, we can't get so caught up that we don't sit down and rest. Be refueled. Hallelujah. Get into his presence. We can't continue to keep going and going and doing and doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let the work, sometimes we get so caught up, the works of what we're doing becomes the idol. No, we have to spend time in his presence. I don't care what he has you over, what he has you doing. Don't burn yourself out. I was praying last night for Apostle Willie Armstrong. I was saying, Father, don't let him burn himself out. No, no, no. Let him enter your rest. Hallelujah. I was praying for him. Couldn't go to sleep as I was praying. Then so many situations were coming to my mind, and I was praying on those. My friends, close friends, things they're dealing with and going through right now. I was like, let them in your rest, Father. This is what I was praying. Hallelujah. Because I've come to continue to enter his rest. And see, it's a continual act. It's a part of our worship. That's how we worship the Father. We're entering into his rest. We're trusting him with everything. Everything. Those are two separate words. I'm not putting it together. Everything. Hallelujah. Every situation, every circumstance, we're trusting him with it. He knows our life. He created us. Why not trust him? Why not totally rest in him and quit trying to figure it out and work it out yourself? Quit trying to step in, hallelujah, and help him out. You don't need to do that. Let him do what he's doing. Let him do what he's doing in those loved ones or those people that you're connected to. Some you've been connected to for years, and you don't want to tie and break the step. Some things have to be broken off. Hallelujah. Sometimes it doesn't feel good when the Father starts breaking and you're trying to figure out. What happened there? He did that, or he allowed that. Hallelujah. Had nothing to do with you because you wouldn't let it go. You wouldn't give it up. So he did that. Hallelujah. My. There's something for us to think about, saints. Set apart one. That's what saints mean. We're set apart. Hallelujah. And you're going to continue to hear me say that. Hallelujah. Because I know that's who I am. I'm a set apart one. Hallelujah. And I come to encourage and remind you that's who you are. Hallelujah. So walk it out. Live it out. Hallelujah. That's what we've been called to do. That's what we've been anointed and appointed to do by the Most High. Hallelujah. He's anointed and appointed us for such a time as this. Yes. I don't care what's going on all around the world. It's craziness. I call it cray-cray. Hallelujah. How the demons are getting in people's minds. Let's keep reading. Oh, my. Father, I thank you, Holy. Hallelujah. 11th verse. Let us therefore do our utmost to enter into that rest. I don't care what it takes. By any means necessary, saints, you get to the point where you enter his rest. Stop trying to figure it out and work it out in your own strength. Enter his rest. Give it to him. He'll work it out so much quicker. He'll work it out. I'm a living witness of it. I'm a living witness. I've seen him do it too many times over the years where I saw myself not entering his rest in those areas. And then as soon as I entered his rest, he moved. Sometimes a few days or sometimes just a couple of weeks. He moved. That's what kind of Father we serve. He loves us so much. Hallelujah. He just wants us to give it to him. That's why he gave me that word. Ha! Word addict. We are word addicts. I know. I believe I am. I'm coming to ask him a question now because I was questioning him about that thing. Hallelujah. 12 verse. Listen to this. For the word of Elohim is living. Talk about this all the time. And it's working. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting through even to the dividing of a being and spirit. I'm reading from the scriptures, so it's reading a little different. And the joints, and of the joints and the marrow. And it's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Our Heavenly Father, this word comes to meet us where we are. That it helps. This word is what delivers us. This word is what sets us free. This word is what helps us to see ourselves in areas where we thought we was up. See, the scripture also tells, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. We haven't arrived yet. Hallelujah. We still little penny annies. But I'm grateful we anointed ones. We've been anointed and appointed to go forth and bring glory and honor to the name of the Most High. Hallelujah. That's what I love about it. He's so faithful. We can look at our lives and see how wretched it had been at one time. And there still may be some wretchedness right now. But guess what? The scripture just told us the word, hallelujah, of Elohim is living. It brings life. It brings revelation. It reveals to us, hallelujah, where we thought we might have had it going on, where we thought we might have been all that in a bag of chips, as they say. Oh, no, we're not all that, but we all that in him. We all that through him. Amen. We have to be addicted to the word, saint. Amen. This word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going to show us what's down on our inner being. It's going to reveal. We're going to be able to look in the mirror and say, wow, I thought I was past that. No. I thank Elohim for the word. Hallelujah. It keeps revealing our weak areas. But guess what? Even in our weak areas, who's our strength? He is. That's why what? We must rest in him. We have to labor. That's something we got to do. That's where the work is. Working to labor to enter his rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to work to try to fix somebody else and make something happen for somebody else. We got to get our own self together first in order to help somebody else. Amen. I remember you had me to share about that on the broadcast. Get yourself together. My. I tell myself that a lot since you gave me that word. I say, girl, you better get yourself together. Amen. I'm just so grateful this morning for this word. And then there was another scripture that came to me. Because I remember seeing this in the, but it's not mentioned. They don't say it in the scripture. But the King James Version, I believe, mentions this. I think I did read this in the King James Version when I kind of scanned over it this morning. It comes out of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter. Amen. And this was Paul getting those, collecting money. Jerusalem was going through financially, and he's getting the money together, and he wanted them to have his money. I'm kind of giving a little prehistory from the beginning of this chapter, but he was trying to get some of the brothers that he was sending out for teaching, you know, he was trying to get them to get the money together before he got there, because he was on his way to Macedonia before he got to Corinth. And stopping through, because when he got to Corinth, he wanted to stay there for a while. And I'm sure he wanted to stay there. He wanted to preach the gospel. I'm sure he wanted to stay there and encourage them. But then he didn't want to come, and they start taking up the money when he's there. He wanted that money to already be taken care of. He already taken up, so he'd have it when he's ready to leave and go give it to, you know, deliver it to Jerusalem. So he did that at Galatia, and he did that at Corinthians. So he had them to take up the money for the church of Jerusalem they were going through. My. Isn't that awesome? When we hear about somebody going through something, sometimes we try to gather together and get money together. And that happens even on one of the prayer calls I'm connected to. They gather the money and they get it together and take up, you know, money for somebody, different situations and circumstances. It's a blessing to be able to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. The word doesn't lie. He said he'd make us lenders and not the borrower. Because when we're borrowers, we're slaves, we're indebted, we're slaves to the lender. That's why I continue to call forth debt cancellation. Amen. Hallelujah. In my life, in your life. I pray that. Amen. Yes. And he, the Father, he gives us the power to get wealth. Amen. So his covenant can be established on this earth. The scriptures talk about that in Deuteronomy. Amen. It talks about, I believe, Deuteronomy 8:18. Apostle talks about that scripture all the time. But it's just the truth anyhow. Amen. He gives us the power to create wealth, that his covenant will be established on this earth. And what is his covenant? To reach back out to the poor. And that's what Paul was doing right here. Amen. Sometimes I talk about a story and I just go somewhere else. But thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm just grateful. I just kind of wanted to give a history because I'm going to break into this 16. I'm not reading the entire 16th chapter. Amen. I'm just going to read some of the verses. And I think I'm going to start at the what verse? 10th verse, maybe? Yeah, 10th verse. No, let's start at the 8th. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. Now I'm reading in the King James Version. For a great door and effectual is opened up unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of Yahweh, as I also do. I'm putting that name in there. Let no one man therefore despise him. You know why he said that? Because Timothy's young, and he wanted to make sure that they respected him with that anointing that was on his life. Amen? Amen. Let no man despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I took for him with the brethren. For I looked for him along with the brethren. In other words, when I come, I want to see the brethren too. And you know, Timothy was always one giving Paul reports. Amen. If you remember some of the stories, he would always go somewhere, he would send him, and come back and give Paul a report, amen, of what was going on. 12th verse, as touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time. He didn't think it was the will of the Father, I'm sure, to go at this time. But he will come when he shall have the convenient time. He had a lot going on, apparently. So he said, you know, it's not the will for him to go at this point in time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quiet you like men. Be strong. Amen. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus. And that it is the first fruits of Achaia. And they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. So see, I had read this in the scriptures. And I remember reading that word addicted before in the scriptures. So I had read it in the King James Version a long time ago. I remember that word addicted was there somewhere. And this was the scripture. So Stephanus had addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. But guess what? In order to do that, if you're going to addict yourself, hallelujah, make it a desire to make sure that the saints are equipped to help them, you're going to have that word in you. You're going to have something in you to give them. Amen. You can't just come in your own strength. That's why I assume we went to Hebrews 4 first. Amen. We have to enter into the rest, hallelujah, of the word. The word is what? That word is going to show us who we are. That word is going to show us even how to help somebody else. Because once we get ourselves together, hallelujah, to a certain degree, because guess what? We'll never be totally, totally, fully together. We're still going to be working it out of our lives when the Messiah comes. I believe that. But the key is our heart is working it out. We're working to work it out. Amen. We're trusting him to work it out of us. Amen. So at that point when he comes, we're still resting in him. When he comes back for his bride, hallelujah, the church, hallelujah, us, we're still working, hallelujah, and we're still resting in him and working out our own soul salvation, hallelujah. That soulish realm is our mind being changed and reverted, being transformed, our will becoming his will, and our emotions. Hallelujah. So when those unexpected situations come, hallelujah, our emotions won't take over. Amen. We'll be able to rest in the Most High. That's what it's all about, saints. We'll be able to rest. But see, I love this about Stephanus. However you say his name, I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but he was addicted, hallelujah, to the word. He had to be addicted to the word to be addicted to giving the message to the people. Amen. He had to spend time, hallelujah, with what he had been taught, hallelujah, how he had been learned of the word of what they had from the New Testament up into now, from what they had heard from about the forefathers, because it's still a learning. Hallelujah. It takes the old covenant to understand what's going on in the new covenant. Amen. Though we're in a time of grace, we still need the law to govern our lives. Amen. Amen. There are a few scriptures in there that talk about, you know, we're no longer under the law, but we need to follow the covenant to a T. It might have been stated, but some people pull those scriptures, one little line out of context, but you got to read the rest of what goes with it. We still, the apostles, the prophets, they were still under a law that had to be governed and followed. We're still under that. Though we're in the time of grace, we're in the dispensation of grace, we have to follow the commandments. To me, that's a get to. We love the Father so much, we get to do that. That's my take on it. Amen. I'm honored that he will allow me to get to you know, represent him, get to look at even though the Ten Commandments that was given, and there's so many that fall up under those separate commandments, so many other things fall in order under the commandments that we get to do, that we get to operate in. And it's a life journey. We're continuously learning, saints. We'll never stop learning because we'll never arrive until we hear him say, well done. Amen. So I just encourage you today. Amen. We shouldn't be surprised, amen, about being addicted to the word, getting addicted to the word. It shouldn't surprise us at all. Amen. That's the addiction I want to challenge you with today. Amen. Become a word addict. Amen. Get addicted to the word. Because everything else, heaven and earth, is going to pass away. But guess what? The word will forever stand. That's the scripture. And it doesn't lie. The word will never pass away. Amen. If you don't have a lot of interest in the word and it's a struggle for you to, you know, sit over and get in the word, I've been like that before. I've been there. I've done that. But then I started saying, Father, I just desire your word. Help me to desire your word. That's what my prayer was. Help me to desire your word. I want to grow. I need to grow. I don't want to stay a baby. I don't want to be a carnal believer. I don't want to continue to keep acting out of my flesh. We got a lot of carnal believers. And it's only because they haven't turned totally over things. They haven't submitted things totally over. Amen. But we have to be addicted. That's how you get there if you ask that question. If you're not there. I'm not saying we're not there. But it takes an act of our will to surrender to his will. That's where the solus realm is. Mind, will, and emotions. Amen. Our thought processes. Our will turning to his will. Amen. It's not about our own will for our lives. It's about what his will is for our lives and following after him. Amen. It's possible. It is possible to be addicted to the word. All you got to do is ask. He said anything we ask, even when it comes to wisdom. Because we want to operate our lives in wisdom. We want to make decisions based off his wisdom. I know I do, and I believe you do too. He said anything we ask, if we ask it to him, he's not going to give us what we don't need. And as we're spending time with him, we're not going to ask him for something that's out of his will. That's why he said he'd give us the desires of our heart, our inner being, what we're craving, what we're believing for. Yes, we're not going to believe him for anything that's not going to line up with his will as we're spending time in his presence. We're not going to covet something that don't belong to a person, a thing, or whatever. We're going to want what he has for us and us alone. Amen. This is part of being addicted to his word, and I just love it. We're probably going to go over a little bit. I apologize. I want to finish this out. A lot of times I just kind of rush on through. I'm almost finished. Thank you for spending your time with us today. Holy Spirit and I, because it's all about him and his deliverance and how he wants to deliver this word to his people. And I'm a part of us, or you and us. Amen. He's delivering this to me at the same time. He's delivering it to you. Amen. So all of us just have to make that decision within ourselves to focus our time and our attention on that decision. Hallelujah. To become a word addict. Hallelujah. Get addicted to the word if you already aren't. Amen. I just pray that you do. You want that. You desire that. Hallelujah. The more you give yourself to the word, hallelujah, the more your desire will grow for it. I know. I'm a witness. Because sometimes you're walking through and you're thinking about something. You say, wait a minute. I need to look that up and see if I can find that in the word. Sometimes I do that. Because, you know, you just want, and you write in a presence when you can do that. You can stop and do that. We've got so much access to the word. We can go on our apps, on our phones. We can have a download app for the scriptures. We got so much to, in our access that we can just pull it up right quick. When we're out and about, if we're sitting in our car, just sitting, of course, not driving and trying to pull it up, but just sitting, hallelujah. Before we take off, if something comes to us, we want to look it up. I did it yesterday. Something came to me yesterday. I was just sitting in the car. I hadn't moved or anything yet. I was just sitting in the car, and I went and looked it up right quick. We can do that. We have so much access with this modern technology. We can use it for good. Hallelujah. For the good. Bringing the glory and the honor to the name of our Father. When we do that, just like anything that we become addicted, anything that you can be addicted to or a person can be addicted to, if someone's a former drug addict or a former alcoholic or a former pornography person, someone is just all into that. Sometimes when you get so caught up in something, it eventually just takes over your mind and controls you, and it consumes you. It consumes your thinking. That's how the word can become. Trust me. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Don't be surprised by that, because the word, hallelujah, as we're wanting it and desiring it, it becomes something that we immediately go to when we need answers. I go to it first before I go to an individual. I go to the Father first, and sometimes I'll say, let me see if I can find something about that in Scripture. Sometimes he'll give me a Scripture that reminds me of that situation. So what's in us is going to come forth. Hallelujah. As we're meditating on the Word, the Holy Spirit will bring back whatsoever's been said to us. If we hadn't studied it, if we hadn't heard it and it's come from the Word, and we hadn't got in there and studied it for ourselves to show ourselves approved unto the Most High, unto Elohim, hallelujah, we don't know. But it comes at the appointed time, right when we need it. The Holy Spirit brings it right back up. And that's the awesome thing about it. That's why, saints, I know he gave this to us today. We need to be word addicts. Amen. And I can't say that and stress that enough. It's going to always be about the word if you come to this broadcast, because that's what it's about. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about us. It is about us to the point of being effective kingdom citizens, period. We want to be effective, and the anointing that's on our lives, we want to go forth in that appointed and anointed calling, the chosen call, what he chose us to do. Amen. So that's the blessing of it. Amen. Just totally render ourselves over to the Father. Amen. To his word. Amen. Just as I see that Stephanus. Stephanus, however you say his name. I don't care if somebody chopping up my name. So I'm probably chopping up his name. And I don't mean to. I'm just sure Stephanus. A Stephanus. However you say, probably Stephanus. But thinking, you know, how, you know, he addicted himself. They addicted themselves to the word, to the ministry of the saints. And that's just so powerful, because there was others with him. Amen. Yeah. So it's just a blessing to know that we are able, we have the access to enter into the rest, to labor, to work to enter that rest. And once you've entered it, you'll know it. Because when situations come up, you may get caught off for a moment, but immediately that shalom will overshadow you. You have got to the place where you're entering his rest. And I know I've entered his rest. Today would have been my husband's 68th birthday. And I'm grateful for him being in my life, my husband, my covering, my pastor. I'm grateful. I just want to give him kudos. I know he's up amongst the saints, hallelujah, looking down and probably just helping the prayers on through. Prayers on through. They already gone. We still got to live here. We're still here. Amen. So he's already gone on. Hallelujah. And he wouldn't come back here if he had the opportunity. But I'm celebrating his birthday today. I'm going to do a couple of things to celebrate his birthday for myself. That's my way of celebrating his birthday. And I'm just grateful. I'm going to do that. I know it's not about that, but that's just what I'm going to do. Amen. So I just thank you for your time. I'm going to unmute your line. We're just going to leave with a brief word of prayer. If anyone has a quick comment or a prayer request before I close us out in prayer, feel free to do so now.
Good morning. I just want to say thank and praise. Thank you for bringing the word, the uncompromised word. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and feeding us every Sunday. Thank you.
Amen. Bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Any other comment or any prayer request? Hallelujah. Let us just go before the Father in prayer as we close out. Father, we just thank you for this another day that you've allowed us to see. As we go forth through this week, the beginning of a new week, Father, we thank you for going forth before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, smoothing out every rough edge. We thank you. We surrender all things to you. We know you're working them out even now. Help us, Father, to be addicted to your word. Help us to be those word addicts that you called us to be, so that we will be able to fight and war and win some successes in this battle. We're in a battle. You've already given us the victory. We're more than conquerors, and we thank you for that because you loved us. Hallelujah. We have your word that equips us. Help us to put on the full armor of your word today. Clothe us, Father. We thank you for that. Not just with the natural clothes that we put on, but with the spiritual garments that we can award ourselves, that we can cover ourselves with, clothe ourselves in as we continue to study, meditate on your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. We thank you. We lift up our families to you, Father. You know what's going on in each and every family, each and every family member, each and every situation. Those who's dealing with bereavement right now, Father, we thank you for being their shalom. Cover them, saturate them like only you can. Give them that peace that only you can give. No person can, Father. We just thank you for that. Help them to rest in you concerning every matter. Help all of us to continue to enter your rest. Labor to work to enter your rest. We thank you for that. We just give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. For those who's going to fellowships, other fellowships, church fellowships, Father, we thank you for what you're going to give them. They're going with expectation to hear what you have to say even the more. Continue to prepare us and equip us as we go forth and do ministry in your name. And it's in the name of the Messiah. Hallelujah. The one and only anointed one, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Yes. The Messiah, Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Shalom.